Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, the Drunken Santa. He was wearing a Santa outfit today, so he has gotten into the holiday mode a bit early, as do all the stores. So I guess he jumped on that bandwagon. He is out of the building, though. But I don't know what he was doing. Right before he left, he was playing with some of the equipment. He seems to be getting into some kind of weird radio mode. I don't know what's happening, but I got a bad feeling the effects are going to linger on into Hour 2. We will see. However, we are talking about Vinny Two Tanks. He got a pacemaker put in a couple weeks ago. And by the way, Vinny, as far as how you're feeling right now, you feel great when they put this thing in. All is good. You went through the installation, I guess, well, but you feel better. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't feel tired anymore.
That's good. That's a good sign for sure. So I think that means it's working, I'm guessing. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not an expert. But you know who is Dr. Doug, and he is on Scuba Radio right now, Doug Ebersol. How are you, buddy? Oh, wait. What happened? Looks like we lost him. Let me reconnect him. Looks like he was on his cell phone. He might have been called into surgery. That's a possibility, too. So I'm going to hope that's not the case, and we'll get him back on here. But, yeah, Dr. Doug is our go-to guy. And you had a little consultation with him earlier in the week. Is that right, Vinny? You did have a little chat with him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I told him what happened.
Yeah. And did you learn some stuff from your consultation, or what do you think? Not sure yet? You're waiting to see?
He said we'd save it for the show.
Oh, okay. Well, I think I got him back now. Dr. Doug, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was driving back from Blue Grotto and hit a dead zone off the call. Sorry
well,
about that.
That's okay. It happens. Yes, he's always on the road. He's always on call, too, so you never know what it might be. But that's okay. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule of saving lives to talk with us schmoes today and saving Vinny Two Tanks, at least as far as it comes to or as far as it goes to diving. That's what we're mostly concerned about. I guess our priorities are a little mixed up in that regard. You hear what I'm saying, Doug?
Not necessarily.
Oh,
I mean,
you can relate.
I can relate. I can definitely relate.
Yes. Yeah. Dr. Doug's a big time diver. Matter of fact, you were, you're doing some rebreather training today. Is that what was going on this morning or what?
Yeah. I've been up at Blue Grotto with a student teaching him kiss rebreather, throughout the day and back again tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so he can really relate to how, you know, medical things and surgeries and stuff like that can really play with a diver's head because he's a diver, too. So he can definitely understand that all we really care about is not necessarily being well as much as because we're all a little bit off as divers anyway. You know, we're more concerned about it just affecting how much we can dive in the future. So let's get to that point first when it comes to Vinny having a pacemaker. Or anyone for that matter, what can they expect as far as how it would affect what you can do diving-wise, Dr. Doug?
Yeah, the main things to think about are why people have the pacemaker in the first place. You know, what rhythm did they have, what symptoms did they have, and so forth. Whether or not they are dependent on the pacemaker, meaning that if there was to be a malfunction of the pacemaker, do they have any kind of underlying rhythm at all? Or are they 100% dependent on the pacemaker? Mm-hmm. And then the third issue is what is the rating of the pacemaker as far as depth? And the various devices are rated at different depths, and it has nothing to do with scuba diving. I don't think the manufacturers really care about us at all. But the main issue is for wound care. A lot of people who have chronic wounds, diabetics or bad vascular disease, will be put in hyperbarics to help treat their wounds. And they're usually placed in about 2 to 3 atmospheres of pressure. So they'll usually make sure all the pacemakers, because all these people have pacemakers, are rated to that. In fact, the Medtronic pacemakers are almost all rated to at least the equivalent of 100 feet. And I think when I was talking with Vinny, he was telling me that his he actually checked into and is actually rated more like 140, 150 feet. So he's good all the way through the recreational depths.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and that is something, though, that you have to be proactive on and call them to that effect and say, hey, I want to make sure I get one that is, diver friendly in that regard. Is that right?
Right. So again, I don't know all the specific models, but in general, any of the Medtronic devices are rated to about 4 atmospheres or 99 feet. The St. Jude and the Boston Scientific ones tend to be a little bit deeper. There's actually one St. Jude model that's rated to 200 and something feet. I'm not sure exactly why.
Yeah.
But that's the official rating of it.
Well, yeah, so from a marketing standpoint, wouldn't it be good for them to just make a pacemaker and put a little dive flag on it? And just give you like the thumbs up kind of deal or something? I don't know. Do they do that or
that'd
no?
That'd be nice. Because I don't think there's that many. There's not that many people diving with pacemakers. There are quite a few, but not enough for them to be a big business for them. I'm sure.
Right. Right.
But so that's the first issue, which is I think Vinny did a great job of saying, hey, I'm a diver. I need to dive at least to recreational depths. I want a pacemaker that'll allow me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first issue. The second issue, like I mentioned, is kind of whether or not you're actually dependent on this, which he is not. He was just kind of weak and dizzy, but actually had an underlying rhythm and intermittently was going slow.
Yeah.
So if you have some people who have, if they have no pacemaker, they have no underlying rhythm, you wouldn't want to take the chance of any kind of a pacemaker malfunction underwater. And the reason that's important is the pressure can... it does cause compression of the device, so you've got a solid steel or solid metal casing around the pacemaker, and there are some very small air pockets inside that around the circuitry. So at depth, those air pockets will compress.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine you could deform the can that's around it theoretically if you go to very very deep depths. That's
right.
What they're rating them for, to make sure that doesn't happen. But so you'd worry if you were to exceed the depths that maybe it could be a malfunction of the pacemaker. That's, again, very unlikely. But it makes it, if somebody is 100% dependent on the pacemaker, we advise them not to dive.
Yeah.
Just to take that chance.
I gotcha. Okay. So you have to kind of know where you fall in that spectrum before you know how much it's going to affect your diving career.
Exactly. So you need to know, I was talking with Vinny trying to figure out what the rhythm was. It sounds like he was in what's called complete heart block, which is where your heart has its own pacemaker, that's intrinsic, that tells it to beat 60 beats a minute, 80 beats a minute, whatever your resting heart rate is,
mm-hmm.
Or to speed up with exercise. And what happens is there's a connection between the top chambers and the bottom chambers. It's called the AV node. You don't need to know that. There won't be a quiz or anything. But that little node can sometimes get diseased and get sick, and all of a sudden those electrical impulses that are coming from the top chambers never make it to the bottom chambers. So most people won't go zero. Their heart won't beat zero at that point, but the intrinsic rate of your bottom chambers, the ventricles, is usually in the 30s. So what will happen is if you all of a sudden have the top chamber not talking to the bottom chamber, while the top chamber is doing its thing at 70, 80, 100 beats a minute, the bottom chambers are kind of limping along at 30, and that's what was getting got Vinny feeling very, very fatigued.
Yeah.
The pacemaker kind of allows the resynchronization and retiming of those impulses to make the heart work more efficiently.
I gotcha. How common is a pacemaker type of thing needed? Is this a pretty common type of thing as much as open heart surgery, or the same, or how would you rate that in that regard?
It's very, very common. At our institution, we probably do, 300, 400 bypass surgeries a year. They probably put in 100 or 200 paymakers here.
Yeah.
So it's on those kind of levels.
Okay.
Angioplasty is more, we're doing more like, you know, 1,000 a year. So it's less common than that. But it's, you know, it happens. There's a couple of them a year. Usually, it's in older people, but it doesn't have to be. You know, we have people that are 20s that occasionally end up with pacemakers. That's not common. The most common time.
Older people develop
some conduction, some electrical problems, yeah.
Right. Well, interesting. I don't know, Vinny, is this making you feel better or worse?
I figured, I had some beats, so that's what the cardiologist told me. I just wasn't keeping up, so mm-hmm. I needed the pacemaker to help me along, you know, to make me
Yeah, get that heart
normal.
Talking to its different areas and stuff. All right, this is fascinating stuff, maybe because I'm a little closer to it than most, but maybe you're picking up a nugget or two, and we'll continue it next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hello, girls.
Hello.
You have the right station?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
sure. He is a diver and a doctor, too. He's underwater in the ocean blue.
Yes, you did.
If he asks you for a sample of your pee,
you'll get bit back off.
Don't you know you'll be in surgery?
Whoa, stop right there.
They call him
Dr. Doug.
They call him Dr. Doug.
Call him Dr. Doug.
He's lubing up his stinking glove.
Call him Dr. Doug.
Hold on to your butt.
Now, see, I knew it. The Drunken Santa, he switched stuff around. I apologize for him, Dr. Doug. But, you know, sometimes he gets a little out of control. He needs a pacemaker, open heart. He needs something, some surgical procedure to kind of put us out of our misery. You hear what I'm saying? You don't work that way, though, I guess. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Oh, you okay, he will. What, are you going to throw you a free dive or two?
That's right. Something.
Okay. All right. Then we were going to have to talk. We'll do that off the air. But anyway, back to Vinny Two Tank story, or people that just have to deal with this, you know, a heart issue like having a pacemaker put in. I mean, as far as the type of pacemaker, you want to ask your doctors, like, hey, I'm a diver. I want this type one that's depth rated, and they are available, but you kind of have to be proactive in that regard. But also, what about just knowing that you can get back to diving? Like you said, if you have no rhythm and the pacemaker is doing all the work for you, probably not a good idea. But in Vinny Two Tanks' situation, his was just weak. It needed a boost. It was kind of like a booster type thing he had put in. Is that a way to describe it, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. The way to think of it is just a pacemaker will keep your heart from going too slow.
Yeah.
So it's set at a, let's say for argument's sake, it's set at a rate of 60 beats a minute, because that makes the math easy.
Mm-hmm.
That means you have one beat per second. So what it's doing is just kind of looking, and if it sees a beat, then it doesn't do anything and just resets itself. But if all of a sudden you had a pause, so there's going to be more than a one-second pause, it'll then fire a beat for you. So it just kind of keeps it from going too slow.
Understood. All right. So it's an assistant to keep his rhythm going.
Right.
There.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of a safety net, so to speak.
So for his situation,
the way
other
to think
than
about that,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
so the way to think about that is it's a safety net for you. But again, just like with any kind of medical issues, you want to talk to your physician and try to hopefully find a physician that has some sort of knowledge, you know, of diving so that they can give you a little bit of information. A lot of people will not have that.
Right.
So what you may want to do is anytime you have any new medical condition, cardiology or not, is get a hold of Dan and have them refer you to a physician in your area with some diving knowledge that can kind of help you decide about returning to diving and the timing of doing it and so forth. For Vinny, once basically the incision is healed up, he's feeling fine, you know, he can return to diving. The one thing you'll need to be a little careful of is the generator, what you would think is the battery, is usually right under the collarbone. So you got to be a little careful with kind of how your BC strap is going to sit on that. You know, you don't want to kind of rub things raw or something. You may take a little extra padding or something like that just to be aware of.
Yeah, understood. But, you know, you brought up Divers Alert Network. That is a huge resource, not for just Vinny, but for the doctors he deals with, right? They can call up Dan.
Absolutely.
And consult Divers Alert Network, say, hey, I'm not a diver, but yeah, I know you guys do this stuff. What do I need to look at for this patient of mine? So it works on both sides. So it's definitely makes sense to be proactive with your physicians to make sure that they're aware of Dan as a resource for them, not just for you. So that's good stuff. So there's really no time limit, though. It's really just watching out for those things when it comes to, I mean, obviously has to let the wound heal, but there's nothing like, you know, they had this kind of arbitrary time limit on me when I had my open heart surgery. They said they didn't want me diving for 6 months. But we had that conversation in the past. You said that's kind of arbitrary, not really based on any kind of real research. It's just like standard protocol just to satisfy insurance companies, so to speak, maybe, or what?
Really just being cautious. You know, physicians are trained above all do no harm, so that if you're not 100% sure of something, you're going to err on the side of being conservative, and that's what we should do.
Yeah.
So along those lines, there's a lot of medical conditions, whether it be having had bypass surgery, whether it having had a pacemaker, or any other kind of rhythm problem, that if you ask a physician who doesn't dive, doesn't have a lot of knowledge of diving, the answer probably is going to be you should stop doing that, you know, just to be extra cautious.
Right.
And in some cases, that's the right answer. But in other cases, diving, you can return to diving. You just need to be aware of your individual circumstance and show respect for that and be safe.
Right. Yeah, you got to, you know, assess yourself and your own abilities and how well and fit and that kind of stuff you are. Now, what about going back to what happened to Vinny in the first place? You know, I was with him when he was starting to feel wound down. Is how does someone know when they're having like a potential pacemaker type heart issue like that? Yeah, or arrhythmia or something. Is that, I mean, what,
right.
What do you hear is the most common symptom, I guess?
The most common things people have, I jokingly say in cardiology we deal with annoying heart rhythms and we deal with life-threatening heart rhythms. The life-threatening heart rhythms can be dangerously fast or dangerously slow. The pacemakers are used for those that are dangerously slow. And what most people will present with will be one of three things. Either excessive fatigue with minimal activity, because normally when you exercise, your heart rate speeds up to compensate, and if your heart can't speed up when you try to exercise, you'll just fatigue very early.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, some people will just actually lose consciousness. They'll pass out, and we'll find them in a slow heart rate. And then the third group is people that are almost about to pass out. They'll have these episodes where they kind of get very lightheaded, feel like they're going to pass out, never quite lose consciousness, and then feel better again, and have that intermittently a few times. And when we investigate them, we find the slow heart rhythms.
Yeah.
So usually either that fatigue, complete passing out, or near passing out are indications potentially of maybe some slow heart rhythms that may be a problem. Now, there are some benign things as well that will cause those symptoms, but we need to always look for the serious things first.
Of course. Yeah. Well, if you're not feeling good, better safe than sorry and get checked out regardless. You know, I mentioned something to Vinny when I was out there in Catalina to him. And when he went in and found out he had a heart rate of, what, 38? Is that what it was, Vinny?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty low, isn't it, there,
Dr.
Doug?
Yeah. Anything under 40, they say, is bad.
Yeah.
You need to get treatment.
That's the limit, so to speak, 40.
It kind of varies, but if you're a triathlete, marathon runner, you know, you may have resting heart rates in the 40s, but at least it's got the normal sequence of events as far as those top chambers talking to the bottom chambers,
right?
And will normally speed up with activity. If you've got the problem Vinny had where they're not talking to one another, you know, that'd be a problem.
All right. Well, Dr. Doug, hold on one more break for us, can you?
Absolutely.
All right, cool, because we got to talk a little DEMA action, because he's going to be at the DEMA show next week as well, and that's coming up next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. I'm talking with Dr. Doug Ebersole. He is a cardiologist, heart surgeon. You know, he does it all that stuff. But you know what? The biggest thing he likes to be known for is being a diver. He really has a passion for diving when you talk to him. And, you know, it's hard not to ask him about heart stuff, especially when you've went through it. But I know he has a much bigger passion for diving. You do the heart stuff to fund your diving habit. Is that right?
Got to do something to pay for your vacations,
exactly,
I guess, right?
Exactly. And it's, you know, hey, it gives you something to do, I guess, too. So I got to ask you about the DEMA show, because I know you're going to be there next week. Representing the KISS Rebreathers? Is that what you're doing next week or what?
I'll be working the KISS Rebreathers booth each day at DEMA, along with, you know, the other representatives, the guy, Mike Young, the owner, and Kim Smith will be there, and a few other people. So we all be kind of in and out of KISS Rebreather booth all week.
Well, I want to come by and talk to you about doing something with that next year. I'm ready, buddy. I went flying last night, actually. First time back in an airplane, flying an airplane. People of Florida had no idea how much danger they were in. But, you know, I got back in the cockpit and flew an airplane. So it was good stuff. Now I'm ready to, you know, fly a rebreather. How about it? Can we make that happen, you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
easy to make that happen.
Okay. Well, we're going to finally get back on track with that. And we'll talk about that at the DEMA show. If you want to see Dr. Doug, just go to the DEMA show next week and go to the KISS Rebreather booth. And that's what I'll be doing. And Doug, thank you as always. Appreciate your enlightenment of all these heart issues that we seem to be encountering as we advance in age a little bit. That seems to happen more often than we'd like to admit. But it's valuable information, and I appreciate you sharing your expertise on Scuba Radio today, okay?
Always glad to help.
All right. And we will we'll talk to you next week at DEMA.
All right. See you, DEMA.
All right. There you go. Dr. Doug. You know, I don't know if he's going to dress up. You know, DEMA's the day after Halloween. Maybe you should dress up as a giant heart. Or, I don't know, maybe I should do that. Or maybe I shouldn't do anything. I already got enough stuff on my plate, and it's going to get me in enough trouble already.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Bite.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
Yes, it is just a day away, you know, from, well, the next day after Halloween is the Dima show. So will there be some carryover? I'm not going to dress up as that guy as much as, you know, I know Barry from South Florida probably appreciate it. If I dressed up as, what's that guy's name? Well, the transvestite guy. Who is it, Barry? You know, right?
I'll find out.
It's yeah. Rocky yeah. and...
Rocky, that guy.
Well, it's the Rocky Horror
Rocky
Picture
was
Show,
the guy.
Yeah.
The one he made was a different...
Well, Frankenstein, Frankenfurter or whatever.
Frankenfurter.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to do that, though.
I think you could pass that off pretty good.
You think I could? Well, oh, I'm not gonna. We got too many other things to you know, do like a puppet show, and that's a whole another thing. We'll get to that here in just a bit. In the meantime, though, I dialed up Big Wave Dave. Just so you probably heard me yelling, Dave. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. I'm down here in Florida, mid Florida, in Orlando, with the pool all set up, getting warm. Convention Center is actually pretty well laid out right now. A little echoey because there's not a lot of bodies in.
Right. Yeah, move-in isn't really till Monday and Tuesday, so you got to get the pool in there first so everybody can build their booths around you, correct?
Correct, yeah. So the pool's up, the trailer's in here, it's all ready to go, And by the way, you're talking about party things to do for Dima. Don't forget, we've got the awards party. You got to have your gangster slash, Roaring 20 stuff on.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. You wear a flapper dress.
Wait a minute. How did this start? Well, I guess I started it by bringing in that whole Rocky Horror thing. No, I'm not wearing a flapper dress. But the Jerry the Diver guy might, if we liquor him up a bit. Yeah, that could happen. Yeah. So
I don't know, as long as you don't play that song.
Okay. No guarantees. But yeah, it'll be a good time. That's Friday night, the big award show. Our buddy Al Hornsby is getting one of the awards. Who's the other one? Do you know off the top of your head there, Dave?
Doug McNeese.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So two big wigs of the dive industry are going to be celebrated accordingly at the Reaching Out Awards. And they also have this new Making Wave. I want to say Making Big Wave Dave. No, it's Making Wave Award that is a new thing, which is basically somebody who is new to the industry but is definitely making big waves. And they've... I don't know. They've narrowed it down to, I believe, four finalists or six finalists or something like that.
Yeah, there was four. Yeah,
four. Okay.
So that voting's been going on this last week, and yeah. The show itself is going to be looking great here. Just looking forward to get it kicked off.
Absolutely. What are you going to be doing in the Go Dive Now pool at the Dima show next week?
Let's see. Off the top of my head, there's several different robotics. Drones, they're calling them in the water.
Oh, really? You got more than one? More than one brand of underwater drones that they're going to debut at the Dima show in the pool?
Well, I would say they're drones or some type of submersible. There's one definitely a new one. There's a couple other ones that have been around for a while. So there's going to be, three or four different underwater type camera systems on a drone.
Right.
Swimming around. We've got a new camera system that's going to be actually mounted on your regulator. So I'll be looking forward to seeing what that's all about.
Sure. Have you heard about the big puppet show?
No, but I bet you're going to tell me about it.
No, I'm not. I don't. I want it to be a surprise. I was hoping you had not heard about it because I have a feeling
we're
if
just
people
on the radio.
Exactly. Yeah, no, we're going to do our 20-year anniversary show. Well, you were a witness of that whole extravaganza at the Beneath the Sea show.
Yeah.
You know, and you got tickets to our special performance. We're actually going to we've reimagined the presentation, and we're going to do it at DEMA in front of a live audience with puppets. How about that?
Okay,
yeah.
Very cool.
He sounds excited.
And I'm right behind you for 20th anniversary of running something. That's how long I've been running this pool.
Hey, well, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, well, in the next couple of years. So.
All right.
No, I'll definitely, hopefully I can get by and see it. You know, my schedule, you never know when I can sneak away. But, you know, we get some great new product in the pool, and people can have a chance to check them out. I think there's several new underwater propulsion vehicles, some type of scooters that are going to be in the pool.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, and they always have some neat stuff happening at the Go Dive Now pool, and just look for it. It's pretty easy to find there on the show floor at the DEMA show in Orlando. I'm pretty excited. It's going to be a big show. It's our 20-year anniversary of Scuba Radio, so we're going to have a big time. And the giveaways that we have to kick off the show, what I've been telling everybody, Dave, and please do the same, is tell them do not be late to the opening of the show at 10 o'clock. That window between 9:30 and 10 o'clock when the show floor opens each morning. It's crazy how much we have to give away to some lucky DEMA attendees this year. It's going to be...
That'll be cool.
It'll be... we're going to make some really happy people. It'll be like Christmas, in October. It'll be November. November 1st. There, yeah. So...
By the way, I can't say this is the only pool on the Convention Center show floor.
I'm sure... You cannot say that?
The next hall over, the North Hall here.
Yeah.
They got the National Pool and Spawn Pool show going on at the same time.
You're kidding me.
There are probably about 30, 40, 50 pools over there and hot tubs and all kinds. It's full of stuff.
Wow.
A lot of water in this building this weekend.
That's interesting. Okay, what are the odds? So I don't know if there's any overflow. You can just send them over there. Is that what you're going to do?
No, I can't do that. You know, both of us are trades, so no sneaking into the show.
Yeah, well, true. So true. Well, that's kind of an interesting thing. Okay, well, cool. Well, maybe we'll turn some of those folks on to diving and... in return, they can give us some time in the hot tub. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mermaids got to stay warm, right?
Well, that's right. Or they got to stay wet, which is a whole other thing. But, all right. Well, Dave, I look forward to it. GoDiveNow.com to go check it out. Find out where he's going to be after the DEMA show here in Orlando. But we will talk to you next week for sure, my friend.
See you in a few days.
All right. There you go. Big Wave Dave, the man behind the Go Dive Now pool. So, it's going to be exciting. I really, it's been 20 years in the making for our little song and dance routine that we'll be doing at the show. We've been doing the opening ceremonies for DEMA now for, over 10 of our last 20 years. And it's always a fun time. And how I look at it is my little give back to the dive industry for all the support that they've given Scuba Radio for the last 20 years. And every year I come to the DEMA show and we round up some of our Scuba Radio sponsors and I'm like, hey, can we get a trip here or this equipment, that, and give it out and just make it a big fun party. And it's because of all the love they've given me over the last 20 years that I put so much effort into this. But this year was a little extra special because it was our 20-year anniversary. And last year, when we kind of started kicking off the celebration, seeing that this was coming, I almost didn't make it because I had this open heart surgery thing that kind of popped up about 4 months before the last DEMA show. And I'm like, gee whiz, I'm not sure if I'm going to even be able to make it in Vegas where it was last year. And I got so much love from the industry last year that I was like, you know what, when we get back to Orlando, by then I'll be fully recovered. And I'm going to do what I can to make this extra special. And I say that not, for the puppet show. That's kind of for our own amusement. But the giveaways that we have for the DEMA show this year, I think are definitely going to turn some heads. Because, we have liveaboard trips from Explorer Ventures. We have trips with airfare, hotel accommodations, and dive packages from our friends in Curacao, which we're planning to spend Christmas in Curacao here in December They're helping us out. They're giving us some really cool stuff to give away during the opening ceremonies. The Bahamas, our friends in the Bahamas, are doing the same. Reef Safe. I mean, all the people that you hear on Scuba Radio, all the manufacturers and the commercials you hear, those guys have been super generous this year. And I got to tell you, it is going to be quite a spectacle when we start giving this stuff away. I mean, I don't even want to put a dollar sign on it this year because it is insane how much we have to give away every day. We got a new relationship with the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAWI, and that's going to turn some heads. They gave us some really, really cool stuff to give away at the DEMA show. So it is going to be a party. It is the dive industry's party. And look, if you can't get into it, because it is a trade-only event, just listen to Scuba Radio next Saturday, because you'll get a little backstage, you know, access thing with the show as we do a show from the floor. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the Top Down and Explore Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is Orson Welles, ladies and gentlemen. That grinning, glowing, globular invader of your living room is an inhabitant of the pumpkin patch, and if your doorbell rings and nobody's there, that was no Martian. It's Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Halloween, Halloween.
Yes, this is Halloween, but this is actually Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hopefully you have a wonderful Halloween season. By the way, I got to give a little shout out. I don't do this very often because I don't keep up with our Facebook messaging as much as I should. If you ever want to email us or contact us here at Scuba Radio, really the best way is just to go greg@scubaradio.com, and I get those pretty quick. And every once in a while, I'll glance at Facebook and see people are reporting in from all over the place. And so a little shout out to Liam in Ireland. He says, Hi, guys. Listening to you in here in Ireland. Hoping you could come over over here and go on a rick dive with us. Yay. Yeah, that was the closest thing. Leon, I...
Yeah, you
Leon,
need to back up and redo that.
I need to work on that, don't I? But
you do.
I do appreciate it, Liam. And one of these days, I'd love to get over to Ireland and do a wreck dive. Why not? And maybe even
you're
going to
need a dry suit for that.
Well, that's okay. I've done that. I did that with Vinny Two Tanks. He knows. He saw.
Yeah, but Roz can hook us up over there.
Well, though. That's true. That's true. I got a heated rash guard like I did in Catalina. It can't be much worse. So, plus, I got all those pubs. That sounds like a good time. So, Liam, thank you so much. Also, David checked in a week or looks like a couple weeks ago when we were talking about lobster diving. He might have been responding to the dive that I did with Barry down there in South Florida, talking about catching those monster lobsters. He goes, hey, guys, started listening to your show. We're in Western Australia. First dive of the season, caught our limit, and then we call them jumbos or crays, big male crays. And then he showed me the picture, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Those Australian lobster are definitely monsters, or I should say jumbos, according to David. So, David, thank you so much. Also, Todd, Steve sent us some Halloween stuff that they dressed up their gear. One of these guys, let's see, I guess it was Steve, sent a video that I watched of them doing a haunted dive on a wreck, and I gotta tell you, it looked pretty creepy. I was like, gosh, that would be pretty fun. I mean, they're planning to do a dive on Tuesday night, on Halloween night, of some wreck. You know, I don't know where he is doing this, but I've heard of this going on around the country where the divers are getting in the Halloween spirit, doing a haunted dive. Have you ever done one of those, Jerry? I mean, it sounds like that'd be good for the mountains of Virginia. No?
No, I have not. I mean,
maybe
I've done
you
a pumpkin carbon thing.
Well, that's what most of the people do. I mean, Encapsulate does his annual pumpkin carving contest. Actually, I think that's going on this weekend. And I believe Jeff at South Florida Diving Headquarters, they usually do one this weekend as well. So that's going on a lot this weekend. But, you know, the haunted dives, I've heard of a few operators doing those around the world, or, you know, at least in the States and stuff. And I've wanted to do one of those, but this guy, I mean, they actually shot a video, and it looks pretty creepy. There's a lot of dolls, you know, clowns, things like that, and, like, they're tied off underwater, attached to a wreck. It looks pretty creepy, because, I mean, a wreck dive looks a bit ominous already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And yeah. When it's dark, you know, you can only see as far as your lights.
Right. So, Barry, you're down there in South Florida. Maybe you got a plan on that, because you're not going to be at the DEMA show next week, so you have no excuse. Go do a haunted house and report back to us. How about that?
Yeah, I'd like to do that, but again, I have to go to school.
Yeah, he has to go to school. That's right. Learn stuff. Gosh, you really suck.
Ruin. I mean, when everything's coming together next week, and I have to go sit in a classroom.
Yeah, okay. Well, he has to further his career aspirations.
Right.
But, that's okay. I mean, but I don't know. We got to look into that. One of these days, we're going to have to do one of these Halloween dives. But if you have one going on, please do reach out. Let us know. Take some pictures, video, whatever. Send it to us at Scuba Radio. Post it on our Facebook page. Or, you know, email me a link to greg@scubaradio.com, and we will promote it accordingly on the big show. Now, once again, I just want to get out there before we wrap things up today that you need to make sure you come. If you're coming to the DEMA show next week, do not be late. Every day is going to matter with all the giveaways that we have planned. Thursday will be something that will go down in dive industry history. That is,
annals of history.
Well, you know, this has never been seen before in the dive industry. I know this for sure. I've researched this, and it's never happened. But it's going to be well worth witnessing this live around 9:30 Thursday morning at the DEMA show. And that will be the 20-year history of Scuba Radio done in 6 minutes. That was the most we could get. 6 minutes of borderline quality information about the show. And we're going to present it in front of a live audience Thursday morning. And people, you know, I encourage you to bring your cell phones, video cameras, whatever. Capture this moment in history that I'm sure will never be repeated, because this is going to be a one-and-done kind of thing. But it is going to be something to behold. And a lot of people are going to be...
You will record it, right?
Well, of course. That's why I'm saying, bring your cameras. We'll get it out there on Facebook right after it happens. So even if you can't come to the show, chances are you're going to hear about what we did for our 20-year anniversary at the Dima Show worldwide on the web shortly thereafter. But if you're there in person, do not be late. Make sure you're there by 9:30 Thursday morning and every morning of the Dima Show, because, once again, we're going to make everybody extremely happy with all the giveaways. You know, kind of a payoff putting up with our shenanigans. All right? So you've been warned. Plan accordingly. And on that note, we'll wrap things up today. Till next week, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Downward sweater.
Absolutely. Same diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.